Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
Through the open window came Sinatra in a younger day.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. On our next segment, The Energy Economy, we focus on manufacturing coming out of the Bakken shale play. For this segment, we talk with Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and United States Congressman Kevin Kramer. And this segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Now, the Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a great resource and a connection for you. If you have any questions about real estate, you're going to want to give Eric Hatch a call. Now, his team is the number one real estate team in the state of North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal. He was recently endorsed by real estate guru Barbara Corcoran, otherwise known as one of the famous investors from the ABC hit show Shark Tank. Not to mention, Eric Hatch is the host of Real Estate Radio, and he'd absolutely love to help you with your real estate concerns. Eric Hatch team has helped nearly 1,000 families in the past 3 years with their real estate needs. So like I said, it doesn't matter if the Eric Hatch team is in your community, they can help you. And I truly mean it, that the Eric Hatch team is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. You just might not want to take them golfing. He's a pretty bad golfer, but he's great at real estate. Give him a call today, folks. That's Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty. 701-212-1572. 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. And now, back to our feature, The Energy Economy, with interviews Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer. Up first, Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services.
Out of sight, right by KOMMI
to the night. The foundational energy layer of the economy. Now we're talking about the velocity, the momentum of money and cash flow. Are we going to see a renaissance of manufacturing now because of the foundation of energy layers? With the new cash flow open up to the consumer, and gas prices down a little bit, are we entering a, do you understand what I mean? The next layer of a boom, I guess, are we going to see more manufacturing now coming to the United States?
Well, here's the problem. With a strengthening U.S. dollar, and this is not a blip, this is a structural change because of what's happening in Europe and in Japan. This is likely a multi-year event. As the dollar strengthens, it does not encourage domestic production, because our dollar can buy this production overseas much cheaper. What had happened during 2007 through 2010 is we were seeing this renaissance of production because our dollar was so weak that, in fact, it was starting to, spurring again of Huffy cover, Oshkosh overhauls possibly being remade in Oshkosh, Huffy bicycles still being made in Ohio as opposed to being made in China. We were seeing that renaissance already, but what we have that has happened in looking more in our backyard for North Dakota, you had made a statement, and that is a profound statement, and that is the foundation is now laid. The hard work is done. It takes more energy to get a plane off the ground than it is to keep it in the air. So as the price of energy has collapsed now, something that has changed is housing in Western North Dakota is becoming and will become more accessible as these plans come to fruition and the apartments that are being built out there and the thousands are there. These expensive, and I mean expensive, man camps won't be required, to be housed for Halliburton and Hess and all these, that it will, in time, lower their cost of production to the point where, yes, fracking, the drill count, is going to slow for a while, but it's not going to go to zero. Oil's here to stay. We need it. It's going to happen. It's just like the farmers who had to learn how to tighten their belts in the 80s, and we'll now relearn that again here in the coming years as the price of grain will have a downward pressure on it because of the U.S. dollar. The plane's off the ground. We have the infrastructure. We have regulations that are, open to producing oil. We have a legislature that's now, doing a one-up. Yes, they lost one of the triggers for the taxes, and they're extending it beyond June 30th. They could say, it's going to end at June 30th. We start all over again. You got to wait for another, trigger, and we might be above that price in the summertime. No, the legislature is extending it. They're passing it. We want you guys to keep focused on drilling. And so, Yes, there is going to be a slowdown. But here's the thing about Williston, North Dakota. It's going to go from ludicrous to just kind of crazy now. Mm-hmm. You know, a sense of norm still might not be known to what we used to think was normal back in the, actually back in the mid-2000s for that matter. And so it's just part of an opportunity to get caught up. The future of Western North Dakota, I still think, is very grand. The oil is there. The difference is going to be, you know, what is the cost of money going to be? Shale oil production is very expensive. If people think that the shale oil was being produced off of profits, they're sadly mistaken. There was literally junk debt being financed to do this. And so the debt is going to be a little harder to come by. But that's going to separate the men from the boys. The fly-by-nighters, the snake oil producers, they're not going to be around. What's going to happen is the companies that intended to be here are going to be here. And that's companies like, you know, Continental Resources and Whiting and all, and Hess and all those. They're going to be here to stay. And we're going to see a slowdown. But you know what? The U.S. dollar has a history of not staying strong very long because we have politicians that can go over. And even though the Federal Reserve is supposed to be non-political, it is very political. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, we're going to see the U.S. dollar probably soften in a couple of years. And we're going to have inflation again, and oil prices will rebound in time. Plus, drill counts, reduction, lower energy prices will create more usage. It's a supply-demand thing. Microeconomics is important. Right now, the macro, the U.S. dollar is in control. But that gives way. The one thing I learned about markets, they're not fair. But what they are is equitable. Everybody gets their day in the sun. Some days the producers shine for a while, but eventually the consumer gets their day too. It goes back and forth.
And that was Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services. Next, United States Congressman Kevin Kramer.
See, I think we're heading into a manufacturing renaissance. I think it's going to require a little bit more of a skilled laborer, though, than it required in the past.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of the manufacturing is still going to go overseas, no question about it.
Sure.
But when you look at the investment, just in North Dakota, you got Badlands NGL, you've got CHS,
right.
You've got the Grand Forks, is it Northern Nitrogen
right.
up there?
Right.
These are, you know, $10 billion in economic investments over the next 5 years in North Dakota.
Right.
There's going to be some manufacturing done.
Well, there is, but you also have to, you know, the real opportunity then is who are the vendors for all these companies? You look at a company like a legacy company like Bobcat in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to go to the Melrose plant in Gwinner and see the success, but the real success are all the small towns around it and around the Midwest, certainly throughout North Dakota, that produce one component of a Melrose Bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the small manufacturer that produces something that goes into it. You go all the way back to Henry Ford. I mean, Henry Ford, you know, when he saw the opportunity that a more efficient production facility could provide, he also doubled the wages of his workforce, realizing that we're a consumption country and that without consumers able to purchase the products that we're manufacturing, there's no point in manufacturing. So, you know, we look at this middle class sort of wage gap situation, and there are lots of people that want to fix it, some that want to do it by taxing the upper class and somehow redistributing it as though the middle class will ever get that. I think we need to get our strategy more focused on the opportunities in a manufacturing society as well as the knowledge-based economy. But you touched on something when you talked about the skill sets. See, we also have to get our education system more in line with our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we suffer from that in North Dakota as much as anybody in the country, where we have a university or four-year baccalaureate degree sort of culture in a trades economy. My dad was a rural electric lineman and made a very nice living for our family and provided opportunity for all of his kids to be able to go to college or to advanced education. And we're losing a lot of that, I think, by the romantic notion that somehow everybody ought to get a four-year degree. Even our veterans coming back from the war on terror, the GI Bill biases them against getting a commercial driver's license, for example, in favor of an MBA. Well, guess what? You know, truck drivers in North Dakota make a lot more money than most MBAs.
And that was U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer. Next, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
The Export-Import Bank has been a critical partner in economic development and export development in this country, and it's used extensively in the state of North Dakota, not just by some of our large equipment manufacturers, but by small business. And this is, we have been playing chicken with reauthorization for far too long. We need to get it done. It is a critical piece of that infrastructure that's going to give American businesses, and importantly, North Dakota businesses, access to an international market that they wouldn't otherwise have access to because of currency risk and credit risk. And so we're going to be working very hard. I'm fortunate to be on the subcommittee in banking that deals with this issue, and this will be one of my top priorities in the first part of this Congress.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp or U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer or Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services, visit buildingthebakken.com. And that energy economy feature focusing on manufacturing was brought to you by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a great resource and connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Couple quick things about Eric Hatch and the Eric Hatch team. The Eric Hatch team has helped nearly 1,000 families in the past 3 years. Was named the top producing real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal. Was endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of ABC's hit show The Shark Tank, and is the host of Real Estate Radio. Give Eric Hatch a call today. That's Hatch Realty at 701-212-1572, 701-212-1572. The Eric Hatch team, they may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be an excellent resource and connection for you. Give them a call today. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
Hey, on my mind to the night. Hey, on my mama, hey, and they shut the factory down.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.